Now the on their backs they'd have that stuff that's on the sheep's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did they would they use that for weaving that too?
Oh yes.
They
made a lot of clothing out of that. Gertrude's mother, I bet, done a lot of that.
Oh, Grandma could do that. Mm-hmm. Now, in talking about hogs and things, what did you call a newborn hog? What would it be called when it was just a baby?
Pigs.
And then when it got older, though, when it got big.
It's a shoat.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Then it'd be called a shoat.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, what about a male hog?
They're called boars.
And now, if they had...
That always was a dirty sounding name.
It sounds funny. Well, what if they didn't want that thing to grow up to be a boar? What would they do to it?
They'd castrate it.
They'd have to fix it. Then, after that, would they still call it a boar, or did they
I just call it a hog.
Oh, after that, they just call it a hog.
I just called it a hog after that.
After it wasn't a boar.
After it wasn't a boar, well, they just called it a hog.
What about the female? What did they call?
Sows.
And what about if they were the one that, well, if it had never had been bred, did they still call it a sow?
Usually they're just called shoats.
Oh,
up till they're bred and have pigs in there called sows.
Mm-hmm. What about the stiff hairs on the hog's back?
Bristles.
And then those big old teeth that they...
They're tushes, I guess. Tusk.
Or something like that.
Tushes, that's what we always called them anyway.
Now, these different noises, you know, these animals will make, like a calf, when they're weaning it, what it makes a kind of a noise. You say it...
We call it bawling.
And then a cow, when it's feeding time, the kind of a noise that a cow makes.
Yeah, she bawls for feed.
Yeah, and then like a horse, or I don't know if a mule may do this too, at feeding time, they make a kind of a noise.
Yeah, they'll whinny for their feed.
That's what they'll do. Uh-huh. Mules do that too.
Yeah, something like that, but they make a different, it don't sound just like what a horse makes.
Oh, but it's the same type.
It's the same type.
Well, did you ever raise anything besides chickens? Did you ever have any other kind?
No, well, I raised a lot of geese and ducks,
mm-hmm.
but I never did raise any turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Never had anything like that.
What you call a hen that's on a nest of eggs?
Setting the hen.
And then a kind of a portable thing that they haul chickens around in, like chicken peddlers would have them on there.
Yeah, they're just called chicken cups, I guess.
And something like that. Now, on a, like, after you fry a chicken or something, that bone that the children would like to have so they can...
Pully bone?
Pull on it. And now, I never could get this straight when I was little about why, which one it was you're supposed to get. I never could...
Well, I never did know much about that either.
I always mixed up about if it was the short end or the long end, and I never could.
I believe they used to say that if you got the short end, you wish it'd come true.
Oh, is that which it was?
I believe that's the way it used to be.
I never could keep that straight. But now, the inside's a part of a hog that people would eat sometimes, you know. What would you call that?
Chitlins.
And well, if you were going to call your cows to come in, how would people call them?
It's called a shoe cow.
Oh, that's how they have to come? Now, what about mules? If you were plowing with your mules and you wanted to go left and right?
Well, if you wanted to go left, you'd say haul. If you wanted to go right, you'd say jeet.
I wish I could keep that straight.
And if you wanted them to stop, you'd say whoa. And if you wanted to move on, you'd say get up.
Now, if you wanted to...